Shalom to all. Today's office Baba Basar Daf Tzadi Zayin, and we're starting about the ninth line with the words Tan Rabbanon. And today's office sponsor Leila Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we've been discussing Shmarim, which literally means the sediment on the bottom of the wine barrel, but really refers to the drink produced when water is poured on these Shmarim, left to sit for a bit, and the outcome tastes like wine. So now the Gemara tells us Tan Rabbanon, we have Raisa Shmarim Shel Truma, this drink that was made out of Shmarim of Truma, Rishon V'Sheni Aser. The first time this drink was made, and then they poured water second time on the Shmarim, both of them are Aser because they have the din of Truma. They're considered wine. Ushlishi mutter, but the third time this happens, the third time this drink is made, it's mutter, it's not considered truma anymore, it's basically water. Whereas Rameir says, Avshlishi ben Saint Tom, even the third one, if it tastes like wine, then it's usser because it's truma. Vishal Meiser, what about Meiser? This is talking about Meiser Shani, Rishain usser. The first time this drink is made, it's usser to be drunk out of Yerushalayim because it's considered like wine, whereas Shani mutter, the second time it's made, it's already mutter. We're clearly less machmir with Meiser Shani than we are with truma. Whereas Rameir here once again argues, Avshani ben Saint Tom, even the second one, if it tastes like wine, it's treated like Meiser Shani. And it's not to be drunk outside Yerushalayim. Mishal Hektish, what about this drink made out of Hektish Shmarim, Shlishi Aser, even the third one is Aser, Virvi Mutter, but the fourth time this drink is made, it's Mutter. Now, Rav Meir Amir, once again, Rav Meir says, Afrvi Benai Sintam, even the fourth time this drink is made, if it tastes like wine, so it's Aser. Ask the Gemara, hold on a second, Rav Mini, we have another brass that says, Shal Hektish La Oilam Aser. If these Shmarim were Hektish, any drink made out of it, always, no matter what number this is, it's still Aser. Vishal Meiser La Oilam Mutter, and we're dealing with Meiser Shani, it's always Mutter. Kasha Hektish, Hektish, Kasha Meiser, Meiser. There's a question, Hektish on Hektish. Question, Meiser, Meiser. And Sigmar answers, Hektish, Hektish, like Kasha. There's no question, Hektish on Hektish. Kamigdush is a guf, Kamigdush is domim. In other words, the second price is talking about wine for Nisachim, for the libations on the Mizbeach, and anything produced from the Shmarim is always Aser, due to its elevated level of Kedusha. Whereas the first price is talking about something that only has Kedusha's domim, someone dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash is going to be sold and the money is going to be used for something. And since that has a lower level of Kedusha, it's only Aser up until the third or maybe fourth time, but past that, it's not Aser. I think where it continues, Meiser, Meiser, Nami, like Kasha, there's also no problem, Meiser, Meiser. Why is that? Kam, Meiser, Vade. Come Meiser Demai. The first Brisa that Aser's Meiser Shani is talking about Meiser Vadai when it's 100% Meiser. Whereas the second Brisa that says there's no problem whatsoever with Meiser Shani, that's referring towards Demai. It's a suffix. We got this produce from an Amma Aretz and it's not even 100% that this is really Meiser. It could be the Amma Aretz already took off Meiser and therefore we're makel with it. I'll continue discussing this. Just like we said this in regards to their Isser, meaning the first time or second time it's considered wine and it's only second or third time it's considered water. They said the same exact thing in regards to Hechsher. We've discussed Hechsher Eichlin many times. We know the food cannot become Tomei unless it's Mukhshar Lekabel Toma and has been made susceptible to Mekabel Toma, and this can only happen when it gets wet with one of the seven halachic liquids, wine and water being two of them. And so what we just said is that whenever it's considered wine, it has this dinim of Hechsher, and whenever it's considered water, it has this dinim of Hechsher. So Gemara asks, hold on a second, Hechsher Demai. In regards to what are we saying this din of Hechsher? E Demaya, Hechsher Machshri, E Dechamra, Hechsher Machshri. If you want to say it's considered water because it's not wine anymore, well, water is Machshir, as we just said. And if you want to say it's considered wine, well, wine is also machshir. So what's the chiddush in this halacha? Whether you want to say this flavored drink is wine or it's water, it's going to be machshir any which way. So my answer is loy tzricha. The whole chiddush is shetamim megeshamim, that this drink was produced with rainwater. Now here's a unique din with hechsher. With water, there's a din that it's only machshir something if the owner is okay with the fact that his produce got wet, if he's okay with the water. But if he's unhappy about it, the water is not machshir. And rainwater is a great example of this. Megeshamim, as we just said, one needs machshava that he wants this water in order for it to be machshir. Therefore, takes one and two of his wine drink, for example, even if they were made with rainwater, it makes no difference because it's considered wine, and wine is machshir even without machshava. Whereas the third time around, this drink is considered water, and it will not be machshir unless he was okay with this rainwater. And so that's what we mean in regards to hechsher. Hold on a second. We came to the kashakal v'rami l'hu l'mana achshavinu. Since he's taking this rainwater and pouring it into the kli, the barrel, so that's considered a machshava on it. And even the third time around, when it's considered water and not wine, it's still going to be machshir. He was the one that poured the rainwater in. The Gemara answers, you're right. Let's yichel chedeshes shenitman me'elav. It happened on its own. The rainwater fell in on its own, and he didn't put any machshava to it. Therefore, the first two times, even though there was no machshava, it's still going to be machshel kabel tumah because the drink is considered wine. Whereas the third time around, it's not considered wine; it's only water. And since he had no machshava, it's not going to be machshel kabel tumah. As Gemara Hakadavi, v'kimin deka nugget kama kama achshavinu. Since he poured out or he drew off the first two runs of this drink that he made, that shows that he wants his rainwater. You're right; the rainwater filled up into the barrel by itself. But since he himself poured off drink one and drink two because he liked it, he used it. That shows that he wants the rainwater in the barrel. And now that it filled up a third time, again, even though it was by itself, that's considered machshava. He wants that water. So why is it not machshel kabel toma? So Amar Papa, Papa answers, but parash shayse rishon rishon, we're talking about where a cow drank the first two drinks. He drank the first two runs of this wine drink. The cow clearly has good taste. And so there's no machshava here whatsoever. We're not able to say the owner wanted this drink. He never did anything to indicate that he wants it. And therefore, the third time around, since it's considered water, is not going to be machshel kabel toma. And can you talk about wine? Amar Zuch Bar Tovio, Amar Rav, Ein Oimrim Kiddush Hayom, Ela Al Yain Haroy Lenas. One is not allowed to say Kiddush except for on wine. The one is able to use as Nesachim on the Mizbeach. In other words, even if one can make a Hagafen on it, if it has an issue that passels it from being used as Nesachim on the Mizbeach, it cannot be used for Kiddush either. So Gemara asks, Lamutei Mai, what's Rav coming to exclude with this din of his? If you want to say he's excluding Yain Megitoi, which basically means grape juice, literally mean Megitoi means from the press. In other words, the grapes were pressed into juice and he took that and he wants to use that, and obviously that's grape juice that hasn't fermented yet. Well, he can't be excluding that from Kiddush because of Atan Rebchia taught Yain Megitoi lo Yavi. One is not allowed to use grape juice as Nesachim. However, if he did bring grape juice as Nesachim, kosher, it's kosher. Now, the reason why Chathchila one's not allowed to use grape juice as Nesachim is because the Pasuk says that Nesachim are a Nesach Shechar, which literally means an intoxicating libation, teaching us that wine for Nesachim has to be able to intoxicate, and grape juice cannot, obviously. Now, Bidiyavid, it's okay, because if it's left to ferment, it will be Mishtaker. Now, Vakivin de'im hevi kosher, since if Bidiyavid, a person brought grape juice as Nesachim, it's kosher, anan afil chathchila nami. Us, in regards to Kiddush, even chathchila were allowed to make Kiddush on grape juice, because Kiddush, for sure, is less chummer than Nesachim, so it can't be the Rav is excluding grape juice from Kiddush. And what's a raya that we're allowed to make Kiddush on grape juice? Tzadizano beis on top, Omar Rav, Rav says beferish. Sochet adam eshkol shal novim, v'omer alav Kiddush ayayim. A person could squeeze a cluster of grapes and right away make Kiddush on that. So we continue, v'el mutim impiyu mishalel. Perhaps we want to say Rav is excluding the wine from the mouth of the barrel or from the bottom of the barrel is usher to make Kiddush on because the wine at the top of the barrel has stuff floating on it and the wine at the bottom of the barrel has a sediment, and so maybe we can't make Kiddush on that. Well, v'atani Rav Chiya top beferish, mipiyu mishalel lo yavi. Nesachim are not allowed to be from the top or bottom of the barrel, vimhevi kosher, but if he did bring from this, it's kosher, and so obviously for Kiddush it's okay as well. Vel muta yayin kushi, rather you want to say Rav's din is excluding black wine from Kiddush, or bayrek, light wine, or yilistun, this is a very light sweet wine, or shamartef, if it comes from a cellar, and this is wine that we're not so sure if it's still good, shaltzimukim, or wine made out of raisins. I want to say that we're not allowed to make Kiddush on any of these, but vatanya, we have a brass that says, bekulon lo yavi, one's allowed to bring nesachim from any of these types of wines, vimhevi, but if he did do so, kosher, it's valid nesachim, so of course it's valid for Kiddush. Vel rather lamute yayin kaisis, perhaps you want to say that Rav is excluding yayin kaisis, which is wine that's on its way out, it's on its way to spoiling, as we already know this, or mazug, wine that was diluted with water, or magula, wine that was left out in the open, or vishal shmarim, wine that was soaked in shmarim, vishereich ra, or wine that smells bad. And why would we say that these are being excluded from Kiddush? Titani, because we have a braisa, bekul and lo yavi, one's allowed to bring nesachim from any of these wines, vimhevi pasul, and if he did do so, then those nesachim are pasul, so maybe Rav is talking about these wines that we're not allowed to use them for Kiddush. But hold on 1 second, lemute mai, which one of these wines is he excluding from Kiddush? Ilamute kaises, if you want to say he's excluding wine which is on its way out, it's on its way to spoiling, well, plug it to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi that we had previously, and we already know that according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is considered wine, so of course it's okay for Kiddush, and according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it's not even Hagafen, so of course you can't make Kiddush on it. As that can't be what Rav is referring to, and Ilamute mazug, if you want to exclude diluted wine, why should you not be allowed to use it for Kiddush? Aliyah, aliyah, you're actually making it better and tastier. Dam Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina, Mayim Chacham Rabbi Lezer, because Shal Bracha, Shein Varchan Olav Ad Shitin Losecha Mayim. The Chacham agreed Rabbi Lezer with a Kosh Shal Bracha, for example, Kiddush, the one's not to make a bracha on it until he dilutes it with water. There's a special din regarding Nesachim that we have to use undiluted wine, but for Kiddush, we have to use diluted wine. So how could it be that Rav would say that you can't use such wine for Kiddush? And Ilamute Megula, if you want to say he's excluding Megula, wine that was left out in the open and wasn't covered, and that's what he's saying you're not allowed to make Kiddush on, well, Sakanahi. It's a danger to drink such wine. We're afraid that a snake came and drank from it and left some of its venom inside, and so of course you're not allowed to make Kiddush on this. Rav wouldn't be coming to exclude this. No one's going to use it anyway. And Ilamute Shmarim, if you want to say that Rav's coming to exclude, that you're not allowed to make Kiddush on wine which was produced by soaking water in Shmarim, well, Hechidami, how exactly was it produced? Either Ramatlasa Asarba, if you had poured 3 cups of water onto these Shmarim and came out with 4, so Charam Aliyahu, that's perfectly fine wine. As we discussed on the previous daf, that's considered proper wine, so of course you'd be allowed to make Kiddush on it. And either Ramatlasa Asatlasu Palga, if you want to say that the way you produce this wine was by pouring 3 cups of water and you only got 3.5 cups of liquid out, well, Pluk the Rabban Bacherim Hi, that's Machlaik Rabban and Acherim, and even though Acherim says that this is Hagafen, Rabbanon say that it's not a Hagafen, so of course you can't make Kiddush on it. So we finally have an answer for Rav, El Lamute Sherecha Ra. We're talking about wine that has a bad smell. In other words, it smells like wine and it tastes like wine, but it has a different bad smell because of the barrel that it was in. Not that the bad smell comes from the fact that it's about to turn into vinegar. It's not. It's perfectly fine wine and it actually smells like wine if you have a vintner's nose. The issue is that it has a bad smell because of the barrel, and that's something that's not allowed to be used for Nesachim, and even though technically it should be okay for Kiddush, Rav is saying that this type of wine in particular is not okay for Kiddush. Alternatively, we could say, that really Rav is actually excluding Megula, this wine that was left out in the open, that one is not allowed to make Kiddush on it. And the Kiddush is, even though he had filtered it out, this is like Mechemio, who holds that the snake's venom flows to the top and doesn't get mixed inside, and therefore you're actually able to filter it out. So really, there's no danger, and you're allowed to drink the wine, and you should be allowed to make Kiddush on it. Nonetheless, Rav is telling us that you're not allowed to use it, and that's because of the following pasuk. The Navi talks about bringing a sick animal as a karbon, and he says, "Hakiveyu na'al pechasecha, offer it, please, to your ruler," meaning your governor, the one who's in charge of your area. "Hayirtzecha yisipanecha, is he going to show you favor or turn his face to you?" Obviously, you wouldn't give this as a gift to a person, somebody who's chashuv, because it's a sick animal, so you definitely can't bring it as a karbon to Hashem. And it's the same thing with this wine. Even though maybe medically you're allowed to drink it, and halachically there's no issue, it's not like you're endangering yourself because the poison's been removed, you still wouldn't give this as a gift to somebody. And that's what Rav is telling us, that this applies to kiddush as well, that you're not allowed to make kiddush on it. And we have one more question about wine. Rav Kahana Chamud Rav Misharsha Meirava, Rav Kahana, the father-in-law of Rav Misharsha, asked Rava, "Chamar chivaryon mahu, what about using white wine for nesachim? Is that okay?" Now, from his question, it's obvious that he did not have our brayso that we brought above, that bayrek is not allowed to be used as nesachim. Bayrek is white wine, as is chamar chivaryon. And so he wants to know, can we use white wine as nesachim? Amar Leh, he responded to him, the pasuk tells us, "Al teir yayin ki is adam." Literally, this means, don't see wine when it's red. The Navi is saying that people should be careful drinking red wine because it's particularly intoxicating, it's mishtaker, and therefore we should be careful with it. Now we see from here that proper wine is red wine, not white wine, and therefore red wine has to be used for nesachim, as we said in Amud Aleph. Nesachim have to be a drink that's mishtaker, it has to be intoxicating, and that's red wine, not white. Now explain the last part of the Mishnah where we said kankana b'sharon v'chulu, then when a person sells barrels or pitchers and sharon, the buyer has to accept 10 inferior ones out of every 100. The Gemara just clarifies, what are these inferior barrels referring to? Tana, the Braisa says, Pitasais, what are these inferior barrels mentioned? Nice migurafais. They're nice. They're good barrels. They're very nice. They're good looking. However, they're migurafais, which means that they're sealed with sulfur. In other words, they're great barrels. They look good, but they developed a crack over here and there, and so they were sealed together with sulfur. Now, they're still able to be used. They're not completely broken. If they're broken, obviously they can't be included in the sale. It's just they can't be used for long periods of time, and therefore they're considered inferior, so the customer has to be okay with 10 out of every 100 barrels being like this. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.